question was asked in halakha, is there a preference for the hazan that's going to be the shaliach sibur to represent the kahal, is there a preference that he is married, or he be married? So this question was asked by the Orchot Hayim in Ilchot Tefillah Ot Ayin Het. And he writes there that the minhag is that the shaliach sibur should be somebody that is married. Dumya de kohen gadol biyom kippurim shesarik liyot nasui, similar to the kohen gadol that serves on yom kippurim, as the pasuk says vechiper ba'ado ba'ad beto, and the mishnah says beto zu ishto. Now when it refers to the Kohen Gadol, it says he atones not only for himself, but for his house. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the house means his wife. And therefore, just like the Kohen that serves for the Sibur needs to be married in order to protect him from sin, so too the Shaliach Sibur preferably should be married. The Rama in Halachot Rosh Hashanah Siman Taf Kuf Pe Aleph, Halacha Aleph says that preferably the Hazan should be married. However, he then says, "Mihu kol Yisrael kasherim hen." Everybody is kasher to be the hazan, ubelvad shem merutzeh lekahal. So long as they're accepted by the kahal. There's a very interesting kaf hayim in siman nun gimal ot tet zayin. There he says about some of the qualifications of a hazan. First he interprets the word hazan. What does the word hazan mean even? Shaliach Sibur is a representative of the Sibur. Hazan, he explains, is the Aramaic translation of the word vayar, to look, to see. And since the hazan has to look at the sidur to see the words in order to pronounce them correctly, so he is indeed a hazan. He is somebody that looks. He's somebody that sees. In any event, he goes on to say in the next siman, a derasha on the pasuk. The pasuk says in Shira Shirim, Harini et mar'ayich. God says to the Jewish people, show me your look, show me your goodness, which means first you have to make teshuvah and show me that you are clean. Harini et marayich. Only after you show me your image that is clean with the image of God, then the pasuk concludes, hashmi'ini et kolech. Then you're worthy that your voice can be heard. Ki kolech arev. Because then your voice will be sweet, only because umar'ech nava, because your image is nice, which means a prerequisite to be a hazan is of course somebody that is clean from sin. The Kaf Hayim goes on to say that it's a big sin to talk between the silent amida and the hazara. And he says, kol sheken hazan, that goes up to represent the sibur, if he talks between the lahash, the silent amida and the hazara, so he's committing an avon right there. How can he go now and start the hazara and represent the sibur? So as shaliach sibur really has to be extra careful in that he is following all the laws, and therefore he's supposed to choose the best hazan. It should be pointed out that this law of being married for the hazan not only applies to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but the Kaf Hayim's mashma all year round, that would be a preference over somebody that is single. I should point out that the Mishnah Berurah does write in the laws of Rosh Hashanah that if a person is a Ben Torah, somebody that studies Torah, he has God-fearing, he has God-fear of God, and he's very, very, very pious, he takes preference even over an Amaharis that's married. But you're not looking just for somebody that's married. There's a logic behind it. And therefore, a Talmid Chacham, single, overrides an Amaharis that's married. But of course, if you can get everything, if you can get a Talmid Chacham that's married, that's Yiresh Shamayim, that would be the best choice. So again, the Halakha, preferably, if the Hazan is married, since it protects him from sin, that would be a better choice over somebody that is not.